Petra Cross-Maunder, editor of the South African Jewish Report. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Are you? We've been doing a bit of a snap survey, a November snap survey. Are you exhausted and irritable? And does your poor family
have no
suffer?
Idea.
Okay.
You have absolutely no idea. I need a holiday.
So, you know, it's actually unbelievable. There is not a person, Petra, that we ask this question that doesn't say, I'm exhausted, I'm finished. Mm. I actually just need a break. I'm crawling towards the end of the year.
Absolutely. And I guess that's why the year works this way, is that we do get a break at the end of the year. Well, most of us.
Right. And are you finding, you know, I'm certainly seeing it on social media. I'm seeing it with interaction with listeners. I'm seeing it with my own behavior towards people and listeners. I'm at functioning. I mean, Zanati thinks it's because I haven't had a carb in 12 days because I am on diet. But it's not really. I'm finding that I'm way more irritable with everybody around. And everybody around is more irritable, you know, in their communications. Are you finding that at the Jewish Report and with readers and with people around as well?
So a bit. I mean, you know, can I tell you a story? That last Wednesday, when my staff pulled together in a way that I couldn't believe, to try and find people who live near Gaza or who were somehow impacted by what was happening there, there was an energy in the air, and everybody was in a good mood because we had a mission. But once it was over, we went back to being, you know, normal.
Because
I think when you've got a task and when you're passionate about something, it takes you to another level. But the normal at the moment is pretty subdued.
Right. So tell us what is going on in the paper this week. What's your main lead story?
Okay, so our lead story a fair percentage of the newspaper is looking at what happened in Israel earlier this week.
Right.
The impact on people somehow related to South Africa. So we found a number of South Africans or ex-South Africans living near the Gaza border who were, went through a really rough time. We also spoke to Ilanit Chernik, who you had on the radio. This week, and a fascinating story was, I don't know if you remember, the former Israeli ambassador, deputy Israeli ambassador, Michael Freeman,
before Ayelet. Of course. Mm-hmm.
So his wife was on the phone to her mother, who lived in Ashkelon, when her mother says, hang on, I can't talk to you anymore, our house has just been bombed. And we trace the story, which is quite a phenomenal story. It's really worth a read.
Wow, that is fascinating. Incredible.
Yeah.
And that brings it to life, because, I mean, that just shows you how it works.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it. I mean, she's okay, thank God, but it's a fascinating story. And then last week, Jordan Moshe went along with the Board of Deputies to meet the Minister of State Security with a list of questions.
Right.
So it's interesting what she says. Do I feel that she told us everything we wanted to know? No. But it was interesting nevertheless.
Fascinating, yeah.
We also went back to Danny Heyman just to get more of a sense of her. Who is this person? Why did she do the things she did in reacting to the hate speech on that voice note?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting, I must say. I've really warmed to this girl. I've never met her, but I've really, really warmed to her. I think she has such leadership potential.
I agree with you. I think that she's become an incredible example to many of us. And it's quite interesting, because if we look at how people are reacting, certainly again, in terms of our listeners and in terms of what people are saying, but we look at her reaction to something that affronted her, I think there's a lot to be learned from her.
Exactly. And how is what I discovered, or should I say what Nicola discovered, is that Danny isn't your run-of-the-mill kid at King David. She's different. She's unusual, and she was unusual before this.
Fascinating.
And she herself had been bullied before
right.
this happened.
Right.
So she understood bullying.
Right.
She,
there was definitely a sensitivity to it. There's no question that she has that. There's no question she has a sensitivity to it, and that's how she landed up in this position in the first place, is because she was trying to deal with that as an issue. So very inspiring. The line is not a great one, which makes it difficult for listeners. Give us one more story.
Okay, the other thing I think you must read is Milton Shane talking about the rise in anti-Semitism and Trump's role that he plays in it, if at all. And I thought that was really, really worth a read.
Right, I'm definitely going to look at that.
And we also look at the Herzliya pupils.
Sure.
I think the story has grown legs, ugly legs. But nevertheless, it's worth a read. And we speak to Colin Coleman about unemployment and about what we can be doing or what we should be doing, and that's also really fascinating.
Brilliant. Peter Crossman.
But one thing before I go, okay. Have you ever had dessert hummus?
No, I want to try it. But,
well, it's about time you did. And we got some of the kosher chefs in Johannesburg
right.
to create dessert hummus for us.
Wow.
And we did a taste test.
And? I'm going to have to read the article to find
out. Really, really, really liked it. Oh. So please read the article.
I definitely will.
Yeah, I yesterday went to Fagel's in the brand new spa in Rosebank. And we're going to Shabbos somewhere tonight, and I bought them some dessert hummus to try.
Brilliant. Peter Crossmonder, you have a fantastic weekend. A Shabbat Shalom. And thank you for speaking to us. Time is 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.